Welcome to the Work Camper Show, a podcast devoted to helping you discover how to finance your RV travel dreams. I'm Steve Anderson, the president of Work Camper News. Each one of our episodes will either introduce you to people who are already living the RV lifestyle or to opportunities to work short-term jobs. You'll also learn how to hit the road the right way and make the most of every opportunity. Now let's turn over today's show to your host, Greg Gerber.
Thank you, Steve. In today's episode, we're going to look at two issues that many full-timers are often think about: staying healthy and making money. Today's episode is sponsored by Work Camper News. With its diamond and platinum membership tools, Work Camper News is much more than just a job listing website. When you put the tools of this professional service into action, you'll find out just how easy it can be to turn your work camping dreams into reality. The one-year memberships open the door to a one-stop shop for all things work camping. Being the original source for work camping, you'll find the largest number of job listings, be able to connect with the community of work campers, and view resources compiled by experts who've been enjoying the RV lifestyle for many years. If you're serious about leading a successful and enjoyable work camping lifestyle, a Diamond and Platinum membership is for you. You can get started with a free 30-day trial by visiting www.workcamper.com/trial. Embark on new adventures today with the support of Work Camper News behind you. Greg and Bonnie Dixon are from Vancouver, British Columbia. They've been RVing since October 2017. In fact, they put on 18,000 miles traveling between what they call the Alligator Line and the Snow Line. They describe some of the places they've visited and experiences they've enjoyed. The couple also explains what attracted them to the RV lifestyle in the first place, and what motivates them to keep seeking new adventures. Greg and Bonnie describe some of the work camping jobs they've enjoyed over the years. At their last work camping gig, they met a woman who introduced the Dixons to a multi-level marketing company called LifeWay, which is based in San Diego. The firm sells products that employ phototherapy and acupressure to help people heal and maintain their health. Bonnie worked as a buyer in the natural products industry for more than 25 years. So, she said she was very familiar with many types of alternative health products. But when she learned about LifeWave, Bonnie found it to be a very effective product and a sustainable business that she could operate from the RV. She describes how the product works and the effect it can have on people who use it. Both Greg and Bonnie explain how the business works and how other people can tap into the opportunity. The Dixons have been so successful with their business that they launched a website called Healthy Wealthy Camper. To share their stories of RVing and making money to support their nomadic lifestyle, please welcome Greg and Bonnie Dixon to the show. Thanks for joining me today, Bonnie and Greg. I really appreciate you taking the time to do that. So tell me a little bit about yourselves and where you're at.
So we're currently in Merritt, British Columbia. We normally lived in British Columbia, the Vancouver area mostly, but today we're in Merritt.
Merritt. Okay.
Yes, we've been on the road for since October of 2017 and have lived many places and traveled many miles living the RV lifestyle.
Uh-huh. Yeah, 18,000 miles between the Alligator Line and the Snow Line.
The Alligator Line and the Snow Line. I love it. Have you found a part of the country or the continent that you really enjoy?
Well, that's a great question. We have some real favorites. We loved New Brunswick, Texas.
Yeah.
It was a lovely, lovely area. We really enjoyed that. And then the Okanagan, they call it, of British Columbia.
Yeah, the land of fruit and wine.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And we probably could make do with San Diego.
Yes.
And I usually say California is the place to be in November.
November. It's, yeah. Coming from Phoenix, I like to play in San Diego myself. So, yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Where has your travels taken you over all these years?
Oh, gosh.
Well, we got married in 2017, immediately jumped in the RV, and we did some work on the way down to Florida. I went to the American Writers and Artists Incorporated boot camp, copywriting boot camp there. And then we went all the way down to Key West. Mm-hmm. And then we came back up and we spent a good part, about 6 months. We have friends and relatives sort of from Nashville and Arizona and Texas, California. So we spent time puttering in and visiting, going to places and also visiting and staying with people for, you know, a week or days or overnight. Or
so we kind of went catty corner from Vancouver, British Columbia, the West Coast, all the way down to Key West, all the way catty corner across all those states. We loved Nashville as well. And then we traveled down the Natchez Trace Trail on that.
Yes. Oh, that was fabulous.
Was spectacular. Mm-hmm. We love that. And so my goal, Greg's already done it, but I haven't done it, is to see the northeast of the US and Canada in the fall, hopefully, if everything opens up.
Oh, that's a beautiful time to be going out that direction.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. I agree with you. I always hoped I could, or wished that I could get to Prince Edward Island.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Greg's been there, hey?
I've been there, yeah. Okay. And one of my sons married somebody from New Brunswick, and all of her family are from Cape Breton. So the wedding was in Cape Breton. They got married in a little town called Manadou, a population of about 90. And Andrea's grandparents ran the lighthouse there, one of those very photogenic lighthouses in Nova Scotia. And then the reception was in Sydney. So we really liked the area.
Oh, cool. That's neat. What attracted you to the RV lifestyle?
Well, I actually, with my first husband, my father gave us a motorhome. And I just love having my own little mini house. It was just, I loved it. And I loved having my little kitchen and my little bedroom. I just loved everything about it. And fast forward to meeting Greg, he had been thinking about it prior to me. And when he said, when he met me and we connected, you just really thought about the lifestyle of want to go to Florida, want to travel.
Yeah. Well, I've always been one to take trips. I have a book called Road Trip USA by Jamie Jenkins, and I've been working my way through, you know, the various trips on there, mostly in a car. And so I've always gone on sort of walkabouts, and then with the RV, I have a client in Australia, so that must be channeling that. I don't know. And so the idea of being in a motorhome and puttering down the road and working. So we've been looking at ways of sustaining our lifestyle.
That's right.
Through freelance work or other opportunities for a long time. Cause it, it's the good thing is that you're not paying rent and living expenses, but it costs money for fuel and there are expenses. So.
Yes. I think
you want to have money to do things.
That's right. Go places, see things. I think the big thing for us is the intriguing part is we get to go places, and sometimes we stay a few days, and sometimes we stay a month, and sometimes we stay 4 months. And so you get to know the areas intimately versus just in a trip where you fly somewhere and you go to a Disney World or something and leave. We actually experience the town itself and have so much fun doing that because you get to meet people and really live the local lifestyle.
Yeah.
Oh, so I agree. The immersing yourself into that kind of culture, it's a different experience than just showing up for a week, isn't it? You're there for a whole month. You just dive into the details and all the things that other people miss.
Right.
So the thing about Texas is we've seen more of Texas than many Texans have seen. And we've gone to places where Texans wouldn't go to on purpose. Because we spent some time up in the oil patch and Andrews and all these little towns up in there. And, it kind of looks like it's sandblasted and it smells of oil and cow manure.
It's the smell of money.
The smell of money, Bonnie said.
I love it. Now, a lot of people would say, or we would say, that you are work camping if you're doing any kind of work to support yourself inside of an RV. But have you had traditional work camping jobs as well?
Our last gig
was kind of like that. Our last gig, we went to a retreat center and we had the motorhome there. They gave us an apartment too, but we had the motorhome there. And I was doing cooking, cleaning, shoveling horse poo. I mean, I was doing all sorts of things. Unfortunately, because of what's happening right now, they just couldn't, their worldwide guests couldn't come.
Yeah, most of their bookings had were canceled. Mm-hmm.
But mm-hmm. she introduced us to a company that we have fallen in love with and is amazing and really turned the corner for us for something very sustainable, along with the other things that we do.
Yes. What's that?
It's called LifeWave, and it is a company in San Diego.
Yes.
And they are in 100 countries in the world. And they are well established in US and Canada. And it is a health and wealth company.
Do they sell health products or equipment?
They sell a health product line. They are based off of phototherapy and acupressure. And I was in the natural products industry for over 25 years. So, and I was a buyer. So I could fill a health food store like a Whole Foods. So I'm very familiar with alternative health and, you know, health that is accepted like acupuncture. So mm-hmm. when I saw this product, I was totally intrigued. And as we got to using the product, we said, oh my goodness, this is real. And then knowing it's been in business for 15 years, knowing that the product is guaranteed, that was the clincher for me. I like mm-hmm. guaranteed products.
Yeah.
And knowing that it works. And we had several examples. It's kind of funny. You know how sometimes you wake up in the morning, for me, I would blow my nose, not once, not twice, mm-hmm. but like 20 or 30 times. mm-hmm. And my mother did that. And after 10 days, it went away. I couldn't believe it. And it's gone away. And then this morning I was noticing that I've had a lot of skin damage because I grew up in Southern California. And I noticed it is all fading away. And so they have products, everything from what we would call natural stem cell.
The main product uses it sort of activates copper peptide production in the body. And that in turn activates stem cells. So then the stem cells naturally go out and do what it needs to do in the body. I guess as we age, our stem cells are not as effective as they were. So that is the main product.
The main product. And it's affordable. And that was the other thing that I noticed. It's an affordable product that people can use. But they have them for other things. Their original one was for energy, and it was used for the Olympic athletes. And that was another calling card. And it also has, many people have sleep issues. That was another calling card. And many people have... they have sleep, energy. Oh, the energy one is great. Pain. Oh my gosh. The pain one has been known to work in minutes. And mm-hmm. My sister has been using the product, Brenda. And she'd had a pain in her hip for 3 years that nobody could seem to diagnose. She started using it. And I just asked her, Greg, how's it working for you? And she said, well, actually, I got out of bed today. Huh. I said, oh, great. And then I said, a week later, I said, well, how's it going for you? And she said, I thought something was wrong. She said, I got out of bed and I walked to the kitchen.
Wow.
She said, there was no pain and it has not come back. And that's been several months. And so for me to touch someone's life, to help them is always a wonderful feeling.
Now you mentioned that this was acupuncture. Are you performing acupuncture?
Well, no, it's even better than that.
it actually uses light. They all use light therapy, mm-hmm. but they apply them in the same places where they would with acupressure or acupuncture
points.
The meridians. So one of the main spokespeople for the company is a Dr. Karen Cannon. She was she and her husband were Olympic figure skaters, ice dance.
She's now an internist and an acupuncturist, and she's our spokesperson.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. she tends to always talk about in terms of acupressure points. The founder, David Smith, does somewhat, it's very simple. The applications are very mm-hmm. simple. Each patch comes with a little instruction booklet about how to use them, and there are lots of videos to help people mm-hmm. with the placements.
Yeah.
So is this a product that you're selling to people or a service?
It's a product we sell to people.
Okay.
And then they apply it themselves. So we don't have to do that. We just offer them the product with the knowledge about it. And they choose the products that's for them. And then from there, it's received easily to their home. It's delivered to their home via U.S. mail, or they can choose other ways to have it shipped to them.
They ship in 100 countries.
Yeah, they ship to 100 companies. We have a big office in San Diego and then one in Ireland.
Wow.
Yeah. We just opened Malaysia. And so what I love about it is that I could meet someone from Japan, and they have everything in Japanese. And then they have, it's very large. And the countries that understand acupuncture, it's very, very popular.
And well, you travel in your RV and you sell this product to other people.
Well, actually, lately, because there's quite a travel ban here in BC.
That's for sure.
I've been reaching out to people online and getting great response. I never sell anything. I have a conversation with people just like you and I are having, find out what's going on for them. And if I happen to hear something like they can't sleep or they're having pain, I'll say, you might want to check this out. And I give them our link and they look at it. If they want to know more, then they usually reach out to us. And so it's super simple. We're not selling anything. We're offering this opportunity of using a great product.
Yeah.
And but people have been very, very open. I have a dear friend in Alberta. She'd had surgery last year, which wasn't healing well. So she tried the products, and that's when we first started trying them ourselves, and we weren't sure. But then Greg asked my friend Sue.
Yeah, well, I asked a while later and says, well, how's it working for you? And she said she felt 1,000% better.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we had just started using them ourselves, and, you know, we were wondering if people were getting good results. So, and she was.
So she shared it with a naturopathic doctor, and Dr. Kathy and Dean in Alberta as well. And she uses it in her practice. So people who use it are chiropractors, naturopaths, acupuncturists, beauticians, the healing trades love to use them. Medical doctors use it. Phototherapy is a actual real light treatment. I used it myself 5 years ago when I got a rash. And in British Columbia, in Vancouver, and the treatment was phototherapy. So it is a known entity. It is okayed by the FDA, and Canada has approved all the countries that it's in. Of course, it's been approved in. So it has science behind it, has clinicals behind it, and it has some big names behind it as well, as far as who use it. A lot of times if you see football players, you might notice a little round patch on their belly. And they're actually using LifeWave. Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So my understanding is that if somebody likes the product after they've used it for a while, they can actually make money by becoming distributors themselves.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. And that's where we come in, because Greg and I are a great team, and we have a team that surrounds us. And when someone is interested in learning more about the business, we welcome them in, we have trainings, and we guide and nurture that person till they're making money too. So that's what's really great, is they have a whole team that's cheering them on and supporting them.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. And so why is multi-level marketing, these kinds of things, a good option for full-time RVers?
Oh, that's a great question, Greg.
So we were staying in an RV park in the Kelowna area in British Columbia, and there were sort of two sections of the RV park. There's one section that had sort of older trailers and older RVs, and then there was the other section with the 40-foot diesel pushers and the larger buses. And we noticed that many of them had either license plates, custom license plates, or various insignia indicating that they were involved with some sort of multi-level marketing. So it was clearly working for them.
We noticed that. We did. I believe why it's so helpful to have a business like this is it's portable. And right. We don't have to have a big office. Literally, with this business, you could run it with your cell phone. And that makes it exciting for people. We also use a computer, but if a person didn't have a computer, they could run this business from their cell phone.
As you know, the RVs are notorious for having little space, extra space anyway. Do you have to maintain a big inventory to be successful in this business?
Zero inventory.
Yeah.
That's nice. The best part because this product is small, it's like little envelopes. I can fit, I call it business in my pocket, but my purse can go with me everywhere. And that's really exciting. The inventory, people who are in the business are only required to buy enough for themselves. But if they choose to, they can buy extra if they wanted to sell it retail.
Yeah, there are some naturopaths and people with clinics will sometimes buy a big order of them and then they'll sell them retail. But what we're doing is we're introducing people to the products and the business, and then they order themselves. So it gets shipped directly from a distribution center. There's one in Ontario in Canada. So it gets shipped within Canada. And if it's in the US or Japan or wherever it is, it gets shipped from a local center or a country-based center anyway.
So back to your question, Greg, it truly is, I call it a business in a box that say you're traveling and you want to start your business, literally within the hour that we help a person sign up for this business, they are in business.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
It includes their own website. What's really interesting, I call it a $0 business. You literally are only ordering product, but if you sign up as a distributor, you get the websites, you get the back-end office, you get
the app.
The amazing app. Those apps nowadays are just huge programs that maybe many years ago would have cost many thousands and thousands of dollars. You actually are given an app that to share this product with videos. People love to see the videos.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's as simple as if you're talking to somebody, you've met somebody at the common area in an RV park, and you end up talking, and they seem to be interested, you can actually text a video to them and with the phone, and they can have it in their phone, and then you can do everything just from the phone. And I think this is great for people who tend to be a bit social, like if they're talking to people anyway, and again, Bonnie's had a lot of fun just reaching out to people that she's lost contact with over the years. And so now it's a good reason to phone up and just check in. We don't always bring up the LifeWave things because sometimes it's not appropriate, but if it seems like either they have a health issue or their cash flow issue, then we'll introduce the idea to them.
Let's see, how much time does it typically take to be successful in this business?
Our leaders typically suggest to reach out to 3 people a day. So that depends. Sometimes I get, longer conversations, but I typically reach out to 3 new people a day, and then I follow up with about 3 people. What we've found are some people are working full time and do this easily. They, because it's not this huge commitment, but what it does take, I will tell you the honest truth, is consistency.
Right.
We can't go to work to the post office like I did and say, I think I'll work Monday, Wednesday, Friday from 2 to 4. That doesn't cut the mustard. So for anything that we do in life, if we consistently put time towards it, so it's whatever that person can fit into their schedule. And so you can work it for 3 hours a week, 10 hours a week, you could work a 40 hour week, but working more doesn't make it necessarily better.
Yeah.
That's an excellent point, Bonnie, because a lot of people give multi-level marketing a bad rap because there have been a lot of people in there who've used it more as a scam. And there are real reputable companies and operations and organizations out there. We've interviewed several on this show who've been involved in some sort of multi-level marketing events already. And it is what you put into it.
Yeah.
It is what you get out of it. And you just, it's a business. And
it's a business.
There's not a single business out there where you can just flip on an open sign and expect people to come in and spend a lot of money.
Yes.
That's such a great point, Greg. I have been till actually last month, they had changed their business model a bit. And I've now become an affiliate. But for the last 14 years, no, it's 15 now, I was part of an MLM and I took off like a shot. and I was doing really great. And then life took over. My ex-husband got quite ill and I ended up letting it go in a sense, but I always stayed as a distributor. You and I got paid every single month for 14 years from some work that I did 14 years ago, 15 years ago. And so I know the concept. And if you have a good company, I say stay with it. I do encourage people not to flip companies constantly, to stay with one company, be consistent, and really not sell. What you're doing is you're reaching out and touching people's hearts and helping them and inviting them.
Yeah, it's really service, not sales.
Service, not sales.
If you really believe you have something that can help somebody else, then it's really just service to share it with them.
The other bad rap that multi-level marketing gets is that they feel that people are just going out, signing up distributors, and that's all they're doing is getting other people to do the work for them. What they don't realize is that when you sign somebody up, you are becoming a business partner with them. And it's your responsibility to develop them, answer their questions, make sure they're knowledgeable about the products and services that you provide, and help them to be successful. And when you help enough people be successful, you become successful.
Yeah,
absolutely.
This one especially is you succeed by helping your team succeed.
Yes.
And our team is very good at that. Spend a lot of time with training sessions throughout the week. And we have sort of a policy. You can phone somebody into a three-way call or bring them into a meeting. We have one person who's very good at knowing which patches to choose. So she'll spend some time talking to the person and find out where they're at physically and make some recommendations. And then others will know, there's a line of the products used for horses. It's called AccuLife. And one person on our team is a equine therapist we took video of her using the patches on a horse on Bowen Island.
Yeah, so there's a funny thing that they have a video called Horses Don't Lie. And so I didn't tell you about the story earlier, but in 1976, so it dates me a bit, I was going to college and I wanted to be a veterinarian like many little girls do. And I took equine husbandry, cattle husbandry, swine husbandry. And we were working on horses on the acupuncture points of a horse with sound waves. And it worked.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. And so when they said they had this equine line, it made so much sense. And the horses really respond to it. We saw it. They have what they call infrared pictures of horses before and after. And some of them, within 10 minutes, you can see the inflammation drop down.
Well, that's neat.
I know. It's very cool.
So how much money can people potentially make in this venture? I know it's probably unlimited, but realistically, what could somebody expect to make?
Well, I think that is such a great question. Again, my background in the natural health industry, I was in sales, and I started off with a base, and then I ran forward, and my income kept increasing. But I was ultimately capped. Whereas this, I think the whole thing is if you're working part-time, it depends upon maybe who you're signing up and who you're nurturing. Some people, it takes off very quickly, like us, because the person we signed up, she knew someone who knew someone, and it took off like a shot. Other people, it might take them longer to make a certain amount of money. But I would tell you this, if a person's to even work part-time consistently, they could probably get maybe a car payment worth and pay for their own products. And that's the key for a lot of people. They just want to pay for their own products. And then the next level up is someone who might want to pay for a house payment, a car payment or a house payment.
And or an RV payment.
Oh, love the RV payment. Absolutely. And insurance too. And then from there, the person who introduced us owns a retreat center, and she needed to replace her own income because the retreat center was not getting any guests because of what's happening right now.
Right.
And now she was in the Millionaires Club of her prior club. She knew a lot of people, and she's already making enough to cover her mortgage on her retreat center.
Wow. And
that's been about 6-8 months.
Okay.
And the person who introduced her has already gone to what they call the presidential director.
Senior presidential director.
And so all I can tell you is, Ogmandino often says, you know, that you'd go that extra mile for yourself. So if you want to make more money, it's there for you to do. If you want to stay at a certain level, you can kind of stay there. But I think the big thing is, can a person really do it? Yes, because we've met enough people already that have done it.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure if that answered your question or not.
Yeah. What does it cost to get involved?
Oh, that's a fun one.
Yeah. So the enrollment kits start at $25. And that gives you the business itself, the website and the app and things, but it doesn't get you any products. It's interesting. So somebody who is a real salesperson could get started for $25. We suggest that people order, get a kit. The bronze kit gives you a month's supply of the X39 and all of the business kit as well. And you can try the product, because we think really, if people try the patches and they get results, the rest of it is going to be easy. It's just going to be, they're just going to be sharing with people they want to help, and the rest of it's going to be easy. And then the kits go up from there. We started at what's called the silver level, which is $299.95. And that gave us sort of the equivalent of six different patches. The X39 is a little bit more expensive.
Counts for two.
So we really got the X39 plus four others. So we had enough things to experiment, to try. So we could try the ones. And then there's you go up, the next level is gold, which has 11, I think.
11.
And the thing is you can start at one level at the bronze, and then you can upgrade to the next one at any time
with only the difference in price.
I just charge you the difference in price. And so that's one way of moving up. But we think of the bronze or the silver is a perfectly good place for people to start, just to see, by that time they, within 10 minutes they've got access to the back office and they can see what the resources are. And then they try their patches.
So Greg, for the price of four people going out to a nice dinner one time, you could have your business in a box. You'd have products. So in a way, you're really only buying product, and then the business comes with it if you sign up as a distributor. But we love our customers, and we have many customers. And I call her my best friend from Seattle. She went through a surgery, going through another surgery. And I said, you might want to take a look at this. And she understood it and she ordered it. She says, I don't want to do the business. I said, great. We have a wonderful preferred customer program. Not only do they get to buy the product at wholesale, but they get free samples of product as well. And as long as they're on an auto order, they're getting these products. And then sometimes people who are customers for a while really understand this is a great product. So my caveat to people is, if you find yourself speaking about the product, you might as well get your product paid for. An upgrade.
And actually, even if you were going to talk to anybody about it, often the best pricing is as a distributor, because you get wholesale pricing on it.
If
people wanted more information about this opportunity, where could they get it?
Well, they can contact us, healthywealthycamper.com. And we are also on LinkedIn and Facebook. They can message us. Our contact information is all over the website. And we're happy to talk to anybody about answer any questions about the opportunity and our experience. And, we provide a lot of training ourselves, and we have a larger team that's happy to help. So if anybody wants to come in, they can learn about anything about it. And we can introduce them to the team, and just to know that they're not alone. They're not starting from scratch, and they're not on their own. Bonnie's had an experience where she was kind of left on her own in another industry, but this, I think one of the best things about this whole thing is the community and the team. It's just a lot of fun.
Just like the RV community. It's so much fun. I think that's the joy of being in the RV. When you're in an RV park, we're not always, but when we are, people are happy. And that's why we wanted to call it the help. We had one website we started off with, the happy wealthy camper or something.
happy healthy camper.life.
Yeah. But what we realized is we not want people to not only be healthy, but we want them to be wealthy, because health is wealth. But to have enough funding for to live the RV dream, which has just been a blessing for us both.
And even just from the health point of view, many people living in the RVs are getting older. And so this can help them maintain their health for longer and enjoy the lifestyle even more.
Yes.
And then it's sort of the ability to actually fuel your story van, your RV, is just really amazing combination.
Yeah.
Well, I like the name Healthy Wealthy Camper. Kind of brings kind of rolls off the tongue in a number of ways.
I actually am rebranding my LinkedIn page to that, because I had such compliments. They said, that's so cool. So it's healthywealthycamper.com, and my tagline is living your RV dream.
Oh, that's cool. Very good. Well, this has been fascinating information. It sounds like a very successful business opportunity for traveling nomads to consider, because it's easy to have. You can run it anywhere. Doesn't require a lot of inventory. You can work it when you have the time to do it, and help a lot of people. So I really appreciate you sharing that with us.
Amazing.
And well, we love Work Camper. So thank you, Greg, for all you do as well.
My pleasure. Thank you.
I'd like to thank Greg and Bonnie Dixon for coming on the show to tell us about their RVing experiences and how they support their lifestyle and a business of their own through an affiliation with LifeWay Products. I don't think we give natural products enough credit for helping to maintain healthy bodies and healthy minds. That's why I like that the Dixons have found something simple, naturally based, that doesn't require a lot of money to use. The patches they sell promise to improve sleep, give people energy, and generally improve their health. As a business, it's a good one for RVers to investigate, because it doesn't require maintaining an inventory, and it's fully portable, meaning that wherever they park their RV, they're in business. The sales are done online, and as consultants, Greg and Bonnie can talk to people in person, over the phone, or through video conferencing. The Dixon said that medical professionals are embracing the products for their healing qualities, and using light therapy may sound different, but for many people who are cooped up in their homes and offices without any access to natural light, it may be something that they're looking for. Remember, it's a business, and in order to be successful, you have to treat it like a business to find new customers and service existing clients. It costs just $25 to get started, and according to the Dixons, people can make enough money to have some spending cash, even make an RV payment, or fully support themselves on the road. For more information about what the Dixons call a business in a box, visit www.healthywealthycamper.com. Today's show is sponsored by the Small Business RVer School. This new course from Work Camper is designed specifically for entrepreneurs on the move and helps you build a business you can run anytime from anywhere. The self-directed course helps you be your own boss while reducing stress and saving on taxes. Through a series of online videos and monthly calls, you're taught the steps necessary to build and manage a successful mobile-based business. Life is too short, so choose what you want to do and when you want to do it by starting a small business of your own. For more information, visit www.smallbizrver.com. That wraps up this week's show. Next week, it'll be June already. That's hard to believe. And I'll be speaking with someone from a full-service RV park management company that provides consulting services to campgrounds and even manages RV parks on behalf of the owners. He will talk about work camping opportunities at several locations around the country. I'll have more details on the next episode of The Work Camper Show. Thanks for listening.